all right, cause I'm a mug tonight. I got me Parker, looking for the crew, any mugs will do. I got me Parker, quite just feeling it got fine, so I'm gonna be the same. I got me Parker, the kids are all right, so I'm looking for the fine. I got me Parker. I used to be a punk, but now a punk song. Whoa, I got me Parker. Well, I've got my Parker, but I don't really like it much because the fur gets in me neck. I only bought one because we make it. It's lost a bit of fashion, I want to spend money. I used to be punk. I spent all that money on bondage things and leather jackets. And what happens? They bring out another fashion. I'm waiting for the next one. I wanted to be a hippie, but I was always too young. Anyway, I suppose I better rev up and rev up. I'm going. I've had enough of this rubbish. I used to be a punk, but now a punk song.
My baby's gone on a trip to the moon, and she won't be back too soon. She doesn't write me and I can't sleep. All I hear from her is, my baby's up in a rocket machine. Since she left, she ain't been seen. She doesn't call me and I can't sleep. All I hear from her is, I wonder if it means I miss you, or maybe it means I wanna kiss you. I'm hoping that means I love you, and she's coming down to earth again. My baby's high in the stratosphere, I'm so low cause I'm down here. My love for her is gonna keep till she comes back and whispers. Sound on me, honey.
I'm not afraid. No shoes.
They're just barefooting.
That's dangerous this time
of
year.
Very dangerous.
Don't do it.
No.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome to Punks and Parkas.
Yay.
101.5 UMFM and also, as of this show, the Face Radio out of Brooklyn.
Yep.
We have joined the illustrious and elusive crew that is The Face.
Yes.
So we are in very good company with fellow UMFM alumni.
Marty.
Yep. The girl. I'm totally unprepared. Like, we were late getting to the station a little bit. On time. The show
on
was
time.
On time.
Yep.
But does it ever, like, just throw you when that happens? Yeah. So I'm a little throwing. I can't remember her name right now, but she's hosts Get With It in Toronto. She's also got a show, Girl About Town, that's on there. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can find us there.
Yes.
Welcome.
Welcome.
We will not tell you what we were doing that caused us to be late.
No.
Oh, I got to fix my earphones. Earphones? Is that what they call? Headphones.
Headphones.
Jesus. Okay, I'm really out of sorts. We were thrifting.
We were.
I'm sorry. There's a Value Village, like, right on the way to the station.
Yep.
And you.
Me.
It was you. was like, hey, we got lots of time.
We got some time. It's half an hour to go.
Well, usually a Value Village run like that, we'll do it in 10 minutes because there's nothing.
Yeah.
There was a lot of cool stuff that we came across. So it was like, oh, 5 minutes here, 2 minutes here, another 10 minutes at the records. And before you know it, we get in the car and we're like, oh, crap.
We got like 10 minutes to get there.
Boop. But we're here.
Yeah.
And it's freezing out.
It is.
It's so
very cold.
Our brains are frozen.
Yep.
We're thawing out. But we got some hot tunes.
We do have some hot tunes.
There's some hot tunes. I did this.
You did this.
I did this. I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, I have a playlist ready.
Yeah. Email, text you. I'm like, email, play. And at that time, I think I had 3 or 4 songs.
Yeah.
And I sent it to you. And I just finished it.
And then, done.
Yeah. 15, 20 minutes later. Done. So it's a lot of early 60s R&B.
Yeah.
And when I say R&B, I'm not talking like Destiny's Child R&B, like real R&B, right? So that kind of stuff.
Real rhythm and blues.
Real rhythm and blues. But the stupid thing is I open it up with Louis Prima, who's not really rhythm and blues.
He's more bluesy. But
kind of.
Yeah.
He got rhythm.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, he fits. We made it work. So yeah, finished off. I just loved the song, and I'm like, oh, I got to put this on here. Start off the show with Louis Prima, like I said, doing Beep Beep.
Yep.
Great song. Then into some Marvin Gaye, early Marvin Gaye. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? And we finished it off there with Robert Parker.
Barefooting.
Serious lesson, though. It is legit stupid cold here.
As of right now, I'll tell you the temperatures right now.
I don't want to know, but yeah, I do.
Minus 31.
And with the wind chill?
Wind chill feels like minus 39. So it's not bad.
It's okay.
It's a dry cold.
It's flipping cold. We're in they call it a polar vortex.
Yeah.
And this is common for us. We'll have, especially this time of year, the weather can really fluctuate. Like next week, it's supposed to be 0.
Yeah, plus 1 for Monday.
Yeah. But right now, we are probably about colder than Mars.
Oh, pretty close to it, yeah.
Yeah, it's brutal. My skin is so dry. So dry.
But as Elsa would say, the cold doesn't bother me.
Oh, whatever. She's a liar. So anyway, we got a great show today.
Yes, we do.
A lot of great old school rhythm and blues.
Yeah.
R&B. We got some information on the Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market, which is coming up in April.
Yep.
May or may not have an interview with a vendor coming up at the halfway mark of the show. We'll see. But if not, we've got lots of cool information about that, about other fun things going on in the city, about life in general, you know. So
we got a lot of stuff.
Got a lot of stuff. So we should just play some music.
Let's play some music.
Okay, so we're going to get into some Huey Piano Smith.
Yep.
See, if you go barefooting in this weather, you could get the rockin' pneumonia and the boogie woogie
foot. Oh, yeah. I hate that.
Yeah, don't do
that. Well, actually, I like the rockin' roll.
It's a good flip.
It's a great
I want to jump, but I'm afraid I'll fall. I want to holler, but the giant's too small. And a
or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home. I got a voice. I love to sing. I sing like a girl and I sing like a frog. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home. Ooh, ooh, ooh. We'll be right back.
Yeah, yeah. honey, but I don't believe she's coming home.
Welcome back. Punks and Parkas.
UMFM.
101.5.
Yeah.
So we got a special guest here.
Oh, we do.
We do. So who do I got on the phone?
Hey, this is Celia Bryn McLean.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you doing?
I'm great. So you are calling us because you're a fantastic vendor at the upcoming Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market.
Correct.
That's exciting. I'm excited. We're going to be vendors there, too, so I'll be happy to bump and share tables. But tell us a little bit about what you're going to be bringing to the punk rock flea market, just so people kind of, you know, it's a new concept, so we kind of want to let people know what's going to be available. So let us know a little bit about you and your business and what you're going to be hawking at the sale.
Yeah, you bet. Awesome. I'm a freelance graphic designer, photographer, and illustrator in the city, and I have my own business called Middle Child, and it's pretty much where I sell silly jokes and silly drawings on a variety of different merchandise. You can wear it on a shirt. You can have it, you know, hung up on your wall.
It was so funny when Em, who's organizing the flea market, was doing these vendor spotlights and yours popped up. Downey here was like, I love that concept. He was like, it's so perfect because you're right. Like the middle child is like the Eeyore of the family, right? Like,
right. Yeah.
Kind of sad, kind of weird, jokey. But so what made you kind of embrace this middle child concept? Are you a middle child?
I am a middle child, and I thought that it was had a better ring to it than, like, mental illness, the business, you know?
Selling mental illness one T-shirt at a time. But it's true, though. I think a lot of people can relate to that middle child kind of feeling, even if we're not. Like, I'm not a middle child. Daniel's not.
No.
But I think we can all relate to that, like, weird, alienated kind of.
I have a middle sister, so yeah.
She totally relates.
Yeah.
So you're going to have stuff it like. Is, oh, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, it is amazing, like, how many people do come up to the booth and are like, me too. And you know how you have, like, a moment.
Yeah.
It's just, like, with solidarity. It's great.
Oh, that's awesome. What made you apply to the Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market? I'm kind of curious.
Actually, Em approached me at one of the markets I was
nice.
Doing and said that they were putting on this event. And I was so jazzed. And was, like, before they even finished their sentence, I was like, yep, I'm there.
Like, I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
no, you didn't ask me, but I wanted.
Yeah, right. It's something that the city's been lacking, I think, this kind of alternative market.
Yes.
Yeah, so it'll be awesome. So it's going on April 2nd. You're going to have a booth. You're going to have stuff like, you said, shirts, artwork, etc.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
Some canvases and prints, hopefully some mugs maybe.
Ooh, we love a good mug.
Yeah.
Definitely have mugs. If people wanted to kind of get a glimpse of what you're going to be offering, where can they find you on social media?
So social media handle is Middle Child Maker.
Nice. And Instagram.
Instagram and on Facebook. And I also have a website that's middlechildmaker.com.
Awesome.
And you can look at, all the prints and cards and such.
And get your wallets ready.
Yeah, get your wallet ready. Get rid of that awful money.
Right? Just send it to me. I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. I want to thank you for calling in, giving us a bit of a sneak peek of what you're going to be having. And I'm excited to see your booth at the sale. I really am.
Yeah, I'm very excited to see you guys.
Awesome.
So thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. And next time we talk, we'll be at the sale.
Right on.
All right, have a great night.
Have a good one. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. So there you go, a little sneak peek of what you're going to be seeing at the Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I remember how you were like,
"Yeah,
this is awesome.
I know what my sister's getting for her birthday."
Right?
A middle child mug.
Oh my God, that's a perfect idea. Good thing she doesn't listen to the show, because the surprise would be ruined. But yeah, if you're not in the know of the Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market, it is happening April 2nd. It is at, I can't remember the name of the place, but it's at 448 Burnell Street.
Yeah.
What is it? The Valor?
Valor Community.
That's it.
Club, I think.
See, I think hearing Valor, and I think of the soccer, and then I lose my train of thought.
Yeah.
So... But tickets are $5. You can get them right now through Eventbrite.
Yep.
The fantastic thing about this market is Em was very, very aware of making it accessible, making it open and inviting to everybody.
Yeah.
So it is an accessible venue. Em was talking about possibly doing a quiet hour. You know, see how things kind of... This is the first one, so they're kind of seeing how things go. But... awesome that it's an accessible venue. Room, there's going to be great vendors, like you just heard, middle child, so, and us.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Yes.
Before that, we're going to be at a record sale.
Yeah.
Like the week before.
Yeah.
I didn't realize they were that close until you pointed it out, but that's the Winnipeg Records Sale.
Manitoba Record Sale, yeah.
Like
we'll have different records available that weekend as well. So
we will. We've been... sorting through some stuff.
Yep.
So it was so funny. If you follow at Beat Club Vinyl, which is the account we use to kind of show the vinyl we're having for sale, I was going through a box of 45s. And this is a sad woe of the issues you can have when you buy a vinyl lot. So a vinyl lot, not a lot of vinyl, it can be, but you just, somebody's like, hey, I got 200 records, give me your offer. You don't know what's in there. They kind of show you
Couple things. Kind of pique your interest and pull you in.
So ages ago, I got one of these, and I've kind of just held it. I remember skipping through it when I got it, and I put it aside. I was going through it downstairs, and what did I find?
David Lee Roth.
Well, besides the David Lee Roth. You're hung up on the David Lee Roth, which is yours now.
Some Rolling Stones.
Found some really
some
great.
David Bowie.
All with their slip covers still. Yep. So 45s with the slip covers. Not an easy find.
No.
So I was pretty stoked. But what did I pull out that we were both like, oh my God, that record better be in there?
Well, there was a
Run DMC.
There was a Run DMC. Yeah.
Walk This Way.
Yeah.
I pulled out the slipcover, record nowhere to be found.
Wah, wah.
Yeah, a little bit of a sad, sad trombone moment for us. But I don't know. We're going to hold on to it in the hopes that magically it just somehow rains down from the heavens and lands in my lap. So
yeah, it's like my copy of Ziggy Stardust that I have.
Right? That's a crazy
mint
story.
Mint copy in a inner sleeve, but that's it.
Yeah. But didn't you find a outer sleeve to match it?
No.
You still haven't. That's not the one. What
that
did
was
we find?
Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin. See, Daniel's the kind of guy that buys unsleeved records from the thrift store.
If they're in good shape.
I never do that. No judgment, because you make it work.
Yeah.
It's all about the music.
That's right.
So what's going on this week, baby?
This week, and there's a... some sort of antique market at the Assiniboine Downs.
That's right.
I had it appear on my phone a second ago.
No,
I just got rid of it.
Disappeared.
Yeah.
I think we've gone to this one.
I know this is a different one. It's a different one. Annual Super Flea Market from Prairie Strides, which I believe is helping children with disabilities.
We love a good charity around here.
$5 entry fee.
Oh, that's not bad.
$5 gets you in there.
Get you in there, spend more money.
Yeah.
We love a good flea market and like antique sale. It's fun to go. I've recently like started collecting 70s and 80s. Well, I've always had a love of it, of glass.
Yeah.
Blowing glasswork. So we know what I'm going to be looking for.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're in the market for a pet.
Yeah, go check out Winnipeg Animal Services.
Yeah, they are full to the brim.
Yeah.
They are suspending doggy play dates.
Which sucks
because that was our plan for this weekend. But have a sale right now on adoption fees.
Yes. Just quick pull it up here.
I think it's like $174 for everything. But
$175 includes pet license, microchip, spay, neuter, basic shots, food, pet, and health insurance.
So if you're freezing your tuchus off like I am, go get a dog to snuggle.
That's right.
You'll be fine. Yeah, so what else? We're cold. We've been staying home. We pre-recorded.
It's cold.
Why did we pre-record last week? You were on call.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cold. Nobody does anything here.
Oh, Bodega Boogie's on Friday.
I knew there was something else.
Bodega. And if you like Joe Strummer, I believe there's a tribute to Joe Strummer in the Clash tomorrow at the park.
I totally forgot about that. I was supposed to contact somebody about that.
Damn.
You know, yeah, I feel so bad. The organizer asked me to if I wanted to MC it, and I totally forgot to get back to him. I need a personal assistant. Is anyone out there that, you know, works for chocolate chip cookies? Because I make good chocolate chip cookies.
Damn good cookies.
So I will pay you in cookies. But you're right. A tribute to Joe Strummer is going on at the Park Theater. It's tomorrow at 7 p.m. Tickets are $15 in advance. So you can get those today still. Doors open at 7. Shows at 8. You're looking at The Guns of Woolsey, The Crackdown, El Mariachi Ghost, and Death Cassette.
Ooh.
It's going to be good. They've done, there's been a lot of like Clash tributes and Joe Strummer tributes in the city, and they are always a fantastic time. Definitely go.
Yeah.
Pretend I'm there introducing the band.
Yeah, I was like, oh, there's Penny Lane.
I totally forgot. I feel like such a dingbat. Oh my God. That's what happens when you get old. And you get a house.
You get old, you forget about stuff.
Forget about stuff. Damn it. But anyway, go check it out. Park Theater is a fantastic venue.
It is.
You can't beat it. I think we should play some music.
Let's get some more music going here.
Beat myself up for
how about some
dropping
Ike and Tina Turner?
I just played some Ike and Tina Turner. Oh, yeah, so what else you got for me?
How about some Gary U.S. Bonds?
That sounds better.
I said a hey, yeah. Well, come on.
Mississippi down in New Orleans. what about the walk? These are days that you didn't do the last walk. I walk. The wall. Well, I know you heard about the old mambo, and I know you heard about the old congo, but when you do the walk, you and stars, you just twist your hips and you roll your eyes. Last walk. Come on, walk. I walk. The wall. Walk everywhere you go. Come on, walk. Our last walk. Oh, you're looking good. Here you are. Our last walk. That's the walk. That's the walk.
Bow, ba-da-da-da-da.
Bow,
ba-da-da-da-da.
That is Jimmy McCracklin with The Walk. Before that, a fantastic track by The Quick, Bert's Apple Crumble. Big Mabel, doing an amazing
tears.
Version of 96 Tears. And then Gary U.S. Bonds.
With New Orleans.
New Orleans. You know what? New Orleans is one of the places I always wanted to travel to. It looks crazy wild, especially after seeing Easy Rider.
Yeah, I'd just like to go to the cemetery there. Kind of cool.
Where they dropped stuff and did things.
Yeah, where they dropped beer bottles.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Yes. If you haven't seen Easy Rider, it's such a weird movie.
It is really weird.
Yeah, I took you to go see it. Well, I didn't take you, but I was like, hey, Easy
Rider. You abducted me through, hit on me, and just, you know. woke up and I was watching motorcycles.
Motorcycles. It's so funny. I remember watching that movie as a teenager because I went on this weird kick of trying to, like, just watch the weirdest crap I could find.
Yeah.
And Easy Rider, obviously. And I remember watching it thinking it was like just a road trip movie, which it is.
Yeah.
But it is weird.
Yeah.
I love it, though. I love it. Great soundtrack.
Yes.
Amazing soundtrack. Anyway, we got about a little bit of time here.
Yep.
Then we're done. You can get this show as a podcast.
Yep.
You can now find it on the Face Radio. Definitely go give them a follow on the Instagram, the Facebook. All their social medias, we're going to start posting a bit of that so you guys know where to find them.
Yep.
A lot of great shows, so if you dig this kind of music and others.
Go check them out.
Go check them out. Another place you want to go check out that we haven't checked out and we should go this weekend and just say hi.
Yeah, Vintage Vinyl.
Vintage Vinyl.
Just let them know that we exist still.
We have not forgotten about you. We've just moving kills your pocketbook.
Yeah.
Buying a house in a pandemic.
Yeah.
Kills your bank account.
Yep.
So, a little house poor right now. But yeah, definitely check out Vintage Vinyl. Every Friday is New Release Friday, and he has some amazing drops. He posts stuff, and I'm always like, I want to throw my phone across the desk because I can't afford it right now. But he's got some fantastic stuff. He will for sure be at the Manitoba Record Sale in March, last weekend in March. On this, is it a Sunday? It's on the Sunday, isn't it?
It's on
a
Sunday, yeah.
Yeah. So he'll be there. Check him out. Even if you don't live in Winnipeg, so all you people listening on the Face or downloading this a podcast, at Vintage Vinyl 204, he does ship.
Yep.
Reach out. If you see something on the Instagram you like, check out his Discogs.
Yes.
I don't know. Some people have like the magic vinyl touch. He's one of those guys. Where does he get that crap from? Like, he finds the most interesting, rare, bizarre, fantastic stuff
yeah.
that like I salivate over. But I digress. Check him out.
Yes,
he's fantastic. Go give them your money, but tomorrow. Later.
Yeah.
So we've got a couple more tracks to take us to the top of the hour.
Yep.
I hope everybody has a great weekend. If you're here in chilly, freezing Winnipeg, just
hold on one more day, like Wilson Phillips would say.
Hold on one more day.
Because it's supposed to warm up on the weekend.
See, I thought you were going to say, like, hold on to someone warm. I'm like,
that too.
I'm going to be sucking your warmth. This dude here, you are like a little heater.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I appreciate you. Because I'm so cold all the time. But yeah, definitely we're almost there, guys. Next week is going to be a lot nicer.
Yep.
We're going to get through this.
Yes, yes.
We are. Some hot tunes.
Hot tunes. Hot tunes.
All right, we're going to go into some Bo Diddley, some Jesse Hill. We'll see how far we get with this. But sage words of advice. Don't judge a book by its cover.
No, don't.
Everybody have a great weekend.
See ya.
Can't judge apple by looking at a tree. Can't judge honey by looking at the bee. You can't judge a daughter by looking at the mother. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Oh, you misjudged me. I look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Baby, hear what else I gotta say. You got your radio turned down too low. Turn it up. Ow. You can't judge sugar by looking at the cane. You can't judge a woman by looking at her man. You can't judge a sister by looking at her brother. By looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Oh, you misjudged me. Well, I look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Come on. Oh, how am I doing, baby? Pawn. You can't judge right from looking at the wrong. You can't judge one by looking at the other. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Oh, you can't judge me. Ain't like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover.